up. I'm committed, trying to keep up my momentum. Yeah, I need my next adventure with you.
Hell yeah. So that last one was Mayor, and that's also off of our fashion show LP, which you can find on Bandcamp under linnaeasgarden.bandcamp.com, or, you know, all the streaming sites. But you should go get it on Bandcamp, because that's what all the cool kids do. Yeah. And also wanted to plug our Instagram, Facebook. Instagram is at linnaeas.garden, and I believe Facebook is Linnaeas Garden Music. We also have an official website, linnaeasgarden.com. I can't believe that wasn't taken. But yeah, you can find us everywhere, including Bryden Music Hall this Friday night. All right, we just got one more block of songs left. Hope you enjoy. And then we're in the studio for an interview, so stick around. Sewing a stitch in my ride, retouched and running all night. It's just a twitch of the eye, that pent up visceral fight. Living in hours too late, collective consciousness wave. Last calls and long lost restraint, enthrall and mouth in all the words. You look perfect. Francis coming along, blonde hair and coke in the john. If Terry's climbing the pole, downstairs and changing the pulse, then Mark Fred's holding us all, enthralled with starlight with no words. You look perfect. Church of Michelle. How did it go? Monira said with a joke. Well, of course I went home. Of course I'm bespoke. Shining the hours to gold. Unfolding mirrors in the dark. Preserving character arcs. Enthralling, waiting for the words. Come back. But I swoon, run the edges of my room every day like Buddy Holly. I ignore, but I stand, eat the trees out of your hand, drive my but I can't.
people, rap, rap people, rap people, rap. But I care. Groom the dirt out of my hair. Dig me out like Carrie Brownstein. I forgive you, but I brood. Run the mazes of my mood. Play a trick.
Never ends, except this set ends because we just got one more song. Thanks so much for tuning in. We are Linnea's Garden. It's me, Linnea, guitar and vocals, Amy G on bass and vocals, and Hans on the drums. And this last song is called Looking.
Thank you.
Linnea's Garden, everybody. Right here on the Town with Mikey D. Fantastic stuff. We're going to be hearing from them in the studio in a moment. For now, though, while we wait for them to show up, here's Never the Same by Illusion's End.
Thank you. stand across her now. Everybody's watching, no one helps her out. Obey the doctor's orders as we fill our lives with ease. When everybody's watching, he'll do anything you please. You see a man who looks like someone from TV. He takes your you're better than the rest. You see, well, everybody's watching, so you'll be at your very best. When everybody's watching, you'll do anything he says. When everybody's watching, your life's a total mess. He tells you I'm your doctor, just do everything I say. You're truly nothing special, but someone's got to pay. Don't you worry about it later, I'll set your mind at ease. You see, when everybody's watching,
should I go grab her?
Oop. WMFO 91.5, Medford Tufts College Radio. You just heard the voice of Linnea of Linnea's Garden with us in the studio just now. Coming off of that last block featuring Never the Same by Illusion's End into Poor Eliza with Good Doctor. But here we've got in the studio Linnea from Linnea's Garden and Hans.
And Amy's coming too.
Yep. She'll be joining us very shortly, I'm sure.
We're really happy to be here. Like, the last time I was here, I just found it online. It was February 26th, 2020. It was 3 days before the final Power Slut show.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I just posted the before and after picture, you know, before and after everything of the last 2 years, you know. Some good things came of it, like this band, Linnea's Garden. Like, I gotta say, it's been awesome playing with these two.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet. And I can only imagine what a catharsis it is to actually be out playing live shows again.
Yeah, it's been great. We've been at it for like a year now.
It feels weird to like still be saying that, like, since live shows have been back since 2021 at this point. But really, it just like we were in like a holding pattern since for nearly like a year and a half.
Well, we were talking about this.
It never stops being like, what the heck just happened?
Yeah, no, we were talking about this before. Like, we never really actually stopped. Like, we were doing the virtual shows the whole time and releasing music.
That's right.
And I feel like,
right.
You know, Linnea's Garden was so new, we never had a chance to take a break.
I think you might have been part of a couple of Lowell spin showcases when
yeah.
I used to write for them.
We love Lowell. Like, we rehearse in Lowell, and, like, Joel Gray has been awesome ally in the Lowell scene. You know, among many.
Yeah, good dude, that Joel Gray.
Yeah.
So, we just heard, well, I mean, not like right before that block I just played, but immediately before that, we heard your performance. And, like, I'll be honest, I'm hearing a lot of Linnea's Garden for the first time. And obviously, like, as a trans individual myself, very big fan of the unabashed queerness.
Oh, yeah.
In all the songs. But, like, more than that, like, I was impressed by the panoply of just completely random influences I could hear. Because obviously there was straightforward punk, but also I could hear instances of, like, 90s Riot Girl, like Sleater-Kinney and Bikini Kill, post-punk revival, like the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and stuff, and actually a lot of, like, dance punk, a lot of Gang of Four sort of stuff with some of the more sort of trebly guitar work.
Wow, I mean, can I just pay you to write our band description, Lil? Because that was perfect. Yeah, no, we love all of those things. I got to say, I got to add LCD Sound System to that list.
Yes,
we
very
are
much.
Huge
I
fans
can
of LCD Sound
quite
System.
Quite a bit of that, too.
Except we just play as a three-piece, you know, guitar, bass, drums. We don't have everything on stage they do.
No dedicated shaker.
Right. Though that would be really fun, I got to say.
I mean, sure, why not? Maybe save that for a Halloween show.
Yeah.
Do an all LCD Sound System set and just get a bunch of, like, ringers to, like, sit in.
Oh, that would be so fun. I want to be the one person who just plays the same note for, like, 7 minutes.
Yeah, very
That's who
much.
I want to be for that show.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about, like, you played a lot of songs from your new album, Fashion Show. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that album?
That album was awesome to make. I mean, we just had a lot of songs to choose from, and it ended up being like the longest album I've ever put out. It was 13 tracks, and I feel like there almost like isn't even a bad song on there, and different people tell me they have different favorite songs. I buried my favorite kind of near the end. I'll leave you to guess which one that is.
Or better yet, go check the album out for yourself.
Check it out. See if you can figure out what my favorite song on it is. But yeah, we had a really good time making this. You know, we did it all ourselves.
I feel like that's a very easy way to just completely trick people. Just being like, was this it? No. How about this? No.
Yeah.
This? No. This? No. Ha ha. You listen to the whole album now.
Exactly. I mean, I've been told it's a good, you know, straightforward, easy listen. So, yeah, check it out. It's available everywhere now.
Fantastic. And that's available on all streaming sources, Spotify,
everywhere.
Bandcamp, and all the like.
Yeah, even the ones I haven't heard of, it's there. Like, I don't even know what they all are, but it's there. I mean,
delightful. Now, we touched very briefly for a second. Why don't we just, like, bring it back up again for anyone who's just turning in now? You're on to promote a very big show you have happening on Friday.
This may be
at the esteemed Brighton Music Hall
show that we've ever been a part of. We're playing the Nervous Eaters single release show, which Robin Lane is also playing. I mean, absolute Boston legends. Like, can you say dream lineup? And we're actually technically headlining the show, which I find pretty fun. I'm like, we better be on the marquee, you know.
That's
Music
an interesting
Hall
setup, headlining
by
someone
Bank.
Else's single show.
I mean, I'm not complaining. It's going to be really fun. I mean, like, honestly, I wasn't around when the Nervous Eaters were playing originally because was not
They're
born.
Before my time.
But, you know, I'm really glad I found them now because, like, these guys just, like, really know how to rock. And it's an inspiration, frankly. And same with Robin Lane. I mean, like, wow, I'm just like so honored to be sharing the stage. So come to Brighton Music Hall on Friday. It's actually an all ages gig. The doors are at 7 and the music is at 8, and the order is Robin Lane, Nervous Eaters, and then we're last. And they'll also have the single on vinyl, the Eaters' latest single, which is called Wild Eyes. And then the B-side is the re-released track, Loretta, which is like their big hit.
Very nice. Always a treat to, like, especially in a local music scene context, to discover like a real just sort of hidden gem that came like well before you were even cognizant of music.
It apparently was not that hidden, though. Like, they sort of just never went away, to my knowledge. So I'm just really glad.
Well,
you know,
I mean, hidden in the sense that, like, you know, like obviously the Nervous Eaters,
nice.
Very big. My friend Phil over there showing off some Nervous Eaters
swag. Hot Steel and Acid has some of my favorite songs. Just Head by the Nervous Eaters. Hot Steel and Acid, of course, the title track. I mean, that's a good one.
But yeah, obviously, like,
I feel like Power Slut and the Eaters would have played if we were around the same time. Yeah, some
of
the songs.
But I mean, like, in the context of, like, you know, you hear all these stories about, like, these sort of things, and then you finally check them out for yourself and think, wow, all the stories were true. It's not just, you know, people like, you know, old scenesters blowing smoke up everyone's.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, like, people who are still playing and actively performing, it's like,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, like,
more,
no,
more
they're the real deal. And,
for
you
sure.
know, that's my plan, too, as far as I know.
That's a good plan. And I have a feeling the Boston music scene is very amenable to that sort of, like, you know, legacy acts just really just going all the way, like, from the cradle to the grave with, you know, performing.
We got to take it around, too, like, you know, leaving Boston, and then it's sweet coming home. Like, we've been playing New York a lot. We actually,
nice.
Hans and I just visited Minneapolis and did a short
That's
set.
That's a bit of a jaunt.
We hope to go back, bring the full band, do a full band show.
Very cool. Very cool indeed. Have you got any other shows you got coming up?
Yeah,
down the
so
line?
Actually, Saturday.
Yeah, plug away.
Yeah, we are actually driving to P-Town after our set at Brighton Music Hall, and we're going to play The Way Downtown. With the Drama Dolls opening, and we're actually playing two sets, so this is gonna be like most of our material, because we only have originals. I mean, we're not throwing in covers, I mean, unless we want to learn one in the next 3 days, and then, which we don't, by the way, and then after this big weekend, we have a couple shows in August. So we got one Wednesday, August 3rd at O'Brien's. We're playing with Jasmine, which is the new solo project of Weaves' front woman. That's also with Junior Classics and Daphne Blue Underworld. And then on Saturday, August 14, we're playing this really big all-day outdoor festival called Summer Shimmer, which is like a celebration of all things glam and sparkly. And the lineup for this is like bananas. So it's Julie Rhodes, Sapling, Kitty and the Pop Bombs, the Jack Lights, Happy Little Clouds, Blind Spot, Gene Dante and the Future Starlets, and Linnea's Garden. And that's over at Once Boynton Yard.
That is a stacked bill right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's going to be insane. Like, I'm so excited for that.
Fantastic.
And then the last thing I want to plug is we're doing a little back to school mini tour. So we had a song called School that you heard in the set. So we're doing like beginning of September.
I understand you guys
dates.
Aren't a fan.
Well, I love it. I mean, I was at school for like 20 something years, and like I am so done now. Like, it was great, but I'm so done. But yeah, we're doing Friday, September 2nd at the News Cafe in Pawtucket, and we're playing with Corner Soul, which is Hans's other band.
Nice.
And Heather Rose and Clover and Corinne Southern and the Constellations. Those are Rhode Island bands. And then we're going to New York on Sunday, September 4th. And we're actually doing something really cool. We're going to this special studio called Least of All. where you record directly onto
least
vinyl.
Of all. I've been there with the only humans. That's a fun time.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it's fun. So you try to get people to buy this pre-order, and then you make them like these personalized records. It's kind of like a audio Polaroid snapshot.
Yeah, and it's all done with like old-timey equipment, like old lacquer equipment
and
stuff like
that. Yeah, it's super
cool
because it's like each one's totally unique if you pre-order it, like your own special one.
Yeah, that's the nice thing, the neat thing about Least of All. Like if you mess up during a take, that's the take.
Yeah.
You don't get a second chance on that unless you just relegate that to a B-side.
Oh, yeah, but we don't mess up. I'm just kidding. and then later that night, we're doing a show at Heart Bar in Brooklyn, also with Quarter Soul, and then two other New York-based groups, Golder and Shalom. And then we actually just added another date. I think I just confirmed this like last night, but Friday, September 9th, we're going to play in Lowell at Warp and Weft.
My neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Love Warp and Weft.
I love it. Like, it's just right down the street from where we rehearse, so that's perfect.
I believe I caught like a glimpse from the cheat sheet. You're going to be playing with my good friend Detention.
That's right.
The famous mythical being known as Detention.
Yes.
Of WFNX fame.
I'm excited for this.
Among other things. Yeah, that sounds like a nice stacked list of tour dates right there.
Yeah. I mean, we got just so much stuff in the pipeline. Like,
yeah, you hear that, New England, you have no excuse not to go check out Linnea's Garden.
But the most important would be this Friday, July 15th at Brighton Music Hall.
Yeah, it sounds like that's the big one.
That's the big one. If you have to only go to one Linnea's Garden show, like, I mean, this is going to be the best one.
And I pray you don't have to go to just one.
Yeah, but that will be the one.
Fantastic. Any big plans after that? Like, going to do more recording or...
Yeah.
Or maybe just, like, take a break for a bit.
No, we don't take breaks. That's not a thing. Yeah, no. no, we're going to record our second album.
That's hung up in the practice space.
Yeah, we're working on a lot of new songs right now.
Just a big authoritative sign saying we don't take breaks.
We take breaks at practice, just not in general for
music.
Like
a big OSHA compliance sign.
Exactly. I mean, it's just, like, it goes on in your head all the time, like... How can you take a break from that if you're thinking about it constantly?
I mean, we were all kind of taking a very long break not too long ago, but time to shake ourselves of that habit, really.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All of us in the New England local music scene.
Yeah, it's on. So. The scene is alive and well. Come be part of it. Come drink the water. It's fine and insane. Come check out Linnea's Garden.
Yeah, do that. That is a thing you should do.
I feel like that was not a very definitive statement.
Well, I mean, you don't need to like, you know, decorate that up with fancy language. Just go check out Linnea's Garden, everyone. Right now, right this second. You listening right now, Steve. In Norwood, Massachusetts. I'm assuming someone named Steve in Norwood, Massachusetts is listening to this right now.
Feel like that's likely.
Oh boy. Yeah. Linnea's Garden, thank you very much for stopping in for an interview and of course for your fantastic performance in Studio D.
Thanks, Lils. Appreciate you.
We're gonna get right back into some music right about now. We're gonna come back in real quick on a track from the aforementioned Hands band, not Corner Soul, Hands 3.
Thank you.
Here's Your Hand by Hands 3, a particular favorite of mine coming out of Lowell.
Yeah. Sense. machines. Creeps in ash fashion do the dog and the teen. Saturated, pretty fascination to screen. Is that what you're made for? Think they fall for your innocence? Stagger from your tears. Oh, honey, please.
We'll be right back.
Another fantastic block right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio, On the Town with Mikey D. Another delightful evening of local music that we unfortunately must now bring to a close. In that last block, we had Hands 3 with Your Hands. Following that, Inspector 34, The World Explodes, into Ease Into the Noise, Sweatshirt. Following that, Forging the Blade by Mount Metal. Keep an eye out for them. A freshly formed, very, like, new wave of British heavy metal inspired, very Judas Priest inspired act coming out of Salem, Massachusetts, Beverly, Massachusetts area, featuring members of Froggy and the Friendship, Mother Ton, and a whole bunch of other people. Keep an eye out for that. But anyway, like I said, that about does it for On the Town with Mikey D tonight. Kind of bittersweet to be closing out my first time back into the studio, but hey, all things considered, I think everything went pretty well. Anyway, I'm your hostess, Lils. Definitely, like, check us out online at all the usual places, and be sure to come back next week for another exciting edition of On the Town with Mikey D. And hey, we'll see you next time as we leave you with this final song. Here's Boy Harsher with Pain. I'm Lils, and I'll see you next time. Bye.